In the New Testament book of 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 28, God commands Christian believers thuswise, "Let a man examine himself." And in 2 Corinthians 13, 5, God commands us, "Examine yourselves." As you now listen to Japan missionary Richard Yerby's sermon titled, "Ashamed of Mankind's One and Only Hope," please yield your heart and soul to God the Holy Spirit to allow God to reveal to you the exact degree to which you are ashamed of your Almighty Creator in the presence of mankind.
Ashamed to own the blessed Savior, ashamed to proclaim His love for me, ashamed, and I know that you'll be sorry for one day. He will be ashamed of thee. Listen to your Creator God, the Lord Jesus Christ, speaking for all eternity, as recorded in the Holy Bible's New Testament, Gospel of Jesus Christ, according to Mark, chapter 8, verse 38. "Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." Lord Jesus Christ, my Creator, my Savior, and my soon coming Judge, I praise Thee and heartily thank Thee for fully teaching me that Christ is all and in all. Thus Thou and all that pertaineth unto thee is the one thing that we human souls should take pride in and never, ever be ashamed of thee before any and all living creatures in thy vast universe. I thank thee, Lord Jesus, that during my childhood thou didst send thy Holy Spirit powerfully upon me, strongly convicting me of my sins, and working godly sorrow into my heart and soul to bring about genuine repentance unto God the Father, and true faith to trust in Thee to save me to the utmost and eternally. During my brief earthly journey to my eternal home in heaven, please enable me to proudly proclaim my love for Thee and allegiance to Thee, to all living creatures in Thy universe. Please show great mercy unto me to save me from being ashamed of thee before any living creature. Amen. Christian believer, please pray the following. Lord Jesus Christ, right now, please fully reveal to me the depth, degree, heaviness, and bitterness of the regret, remorse, shame, loss, and embarrassment that will overwhelm me when I stand before thy judgment seat as a Christian believer who was ashamed of thee in front of this adulterous and sinful generation of children of the devil who are daily, constantly around me. Amen. Listen to my own missionary story about continually blessing the Lord Jesus Christ out in public amongst a crowd of precious lost Japanese Buddhist idol worshipers and the great good that it did to a very miserably tormented Japanese lady. In the early 1990s, as I often stood singing hymns about 5 months annually beside the town of Karuizawa's Ginza Street, crowded with pedestrians, mostly Japanese tourists, a local Japanese lady customarily walked past me once daily. She appeared to be 60 or older, thin, bent, weak, unhealthy, attired somewhat like a poor person, singing aloud the saddest songs. She always totally ignored the many people around her as she struggled along. Usually a long cloth bandage was wrapped around one or both arms, another around her neck, and likely other such bandages were hidden under her clothing. I perceived that demons were tormenting her causing her to scratch or cut herself, thus the bandages. Oh, her songs were so sad. Japanese people on the street around her shunned her, shying away from her when she came along. Oh, how my heart went out to her. I prayed for her to be delivered from all demons and devils, to be saved and thus totally set free in Christ. I wanted to talk to her, but likely she would resent me asking her to stop as she walked by. So I just daily continued singing praise to her Creator God in her presence and in the presence of those devils as she walked by me. My friend, our Lord God did a most wonderful thing for her, praise God. After 2 years or so, suddenly one day, she greeted me friendly as she walked by. Shock! Till now, she greeted no one, always ignoring everyone. After she daily greeted me kindly for several days, I stopped to think, she is no longer singing. No more sad songs were coming forth from her heart, and she was somewhat joyful as she spoke a greeting to me, smiling faintly but genuinely. I believe that demons inside her were constantly tormenting her terribly, but those devils could not stand to hear my praises to God daily as she slowly struggled past me. Therefore, they fled out of her. I also believe that she well perceived that those songs of praise to God was what set her free from that constant torment. Fellow Christian, if you will lift up your voice out in public amongst the human race, preaching God's truth, reading the Holy Bible, or singing praise to our Creator, it will send devils and demons fleeing and set miserable captives free. God forbid that we be too ashamed of our glorious and mighty Savior Jesus Christ to do so, Jesus being fallen mankind's one and only hope. Please pray, Lord Jesus, help me to rejoice evermore to the extent of singing praise to thee aloud whenever it is thy will for me to do so. Please give me courage to do so. Save me from being ashamed of my precious Lord Jesus when I'm out in public. Convince me that demons and evil powers flee when we sing praises aloud unto thee in their presence, thus setting captive souls free. I pray these things for all Christian believers. Amen. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Psalms 34:1. You please pray this. Our Heavenly Father, right now, please perfectly guide me into doing thy divine will for me to be like King David in this matter of continually praising my Lord God aloud. Doing so will greatly glorify thee, our God of great glory, and will spiritually benefit people around me ever so much. And of a surety, thou wilt richly bless me for doing so, filling my heart with thy joy. I also pray this for all other souls now on earth. Amen. Please invite everyone to listen to or read these sermons of mine on my website. That URL is christisall.us. Separate those three words with two dashes. Christ-is-all.us. My autobiography, missionary stories, missionary newsletters from Japan, and much more are on my website. My brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, please join me in interceding in prayer for multitudes of lost Japanese who are constantly around me in this densely populated nation. Our Lord has given me a deeply compassionate love for them. I don't want a one of them to perish eternally. May God grant each of us unwavering, strong faith as we intercede for lost, hell-bound, eternal souls. My friend, without Christ as your personal Savior, God's Holy Bible decrees the entire human race to be lost and undone sinners, headed for the never-ending flaming torments of hell and eternal death, which is the wages of our sins. The one and only hope for you is for you to seriously and earnestly call upon your Creator God in the following manner. Abba, Father in heaven, right now, please bestow rich mercy upon me to enable me to seriously repent unto thee of my sins against thee and against mankind. Please grant me pure, unshakable faith to trust in God's Savior, Jesus Christ, to save me to the utmost for all eternity. Thank thee, Lord Jesus, for taking my sin punishment by dying on the cross for me. Amen. Christian friend, listen to the glorious testimony the following song is, thinking on how greatly it would honor your Savior if you would sing it out in public amongst mankind. The light of the world is Jesus. He also said to Christian believers, "Ye are the light of the world. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works." Daily, eternal souls around us are perishing. We dare not hide the one true light, the one and only hope for mankind, from them. Fellow Christian believer, we are the last church age, but the most degenerate church of the seven churches, the lukewarm Laodicean church that Christ takes up alive in his rapture before starting his final destruction of this sin-sick human race. He is now spewing us out of his mouth, as he declares in Revelation 3:16, by means of increasing death and destruction. Let's earnestly call upon him to make us into overcomers who will stand victorious amidst the perishing human race, to then be ever so richly rewarded, as Christ promised in Revelation 3:21.
I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus, since I found in him a friend so strong and true. I would tell you how he changed my life completely. He did something that no other friend could do. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me. All my life was full of sin when Jesus found me. All my heart was full of misery and woe. Jesus placed his strong and loving arms about me, and he led me in the way I ought to go. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me. Every day he comes to me with sweet assurance. More and more I understand his words of love. But I'll never know just why he came to save me, till someday I see his blessed face above. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me. How sweet Jesus cared.